Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of March 2016, and this is the 321st Moll Out Loud podcast. I woke up in the night to both light and thunder. The lightning was really lighting up my entire room, and the thunder just rolled and rolled and rolled, and of course after a little while dogs started barking in the neighbourhood as well, so it was quite a way to wake up. It was an amazing storm. It was too early for me to go out, and I had a look for a little while. I watched it, and then I went back to sleep, and I woke up again at about 5, and it was still going, and I tried to take photographs of it, but they really didn't do it justice. It was an extraordinary storm, because there was hardly any rainfall, and I'm not even sure that you can call something that doesn't have rain a storm, but it was certainly an event that was quite spectacular. I waited until it had abated before I went for my walk, and the air was so heavy still because there hadn't been any rain. The clouds were kind of again lowering over the city, and it was a bit like walking through treacle just trying to get up to the lookout. I was too late to do the whole walk, but I don't know that I'd have managed it anyway. It felt as if I was walking twice as far as I was. So it's been an odd day again. It's been very heavy and hot and difficult to work in. But I still had another day of not going on the internet after 9 this morning, and in fact, not going on the internet until this afternoon, after at about 4, I think, apart from one email that I knew I needed to answer. So that worked really well again. I managed to work on my novel scene. I'm sort of going through the last draft of this scene. When I say the last draft of this scene, I mean it's the last draft of this scene before I send it to the writers group, obviously, when the whole draft comes together, I will have to rewrite it, but just getting it to a place where it feels logical and polished enough for me to send out is my current aim. I had hoped to get a bit further this morning, but I should be able to do it tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, a couple of external things have occurred this week which have taken me away from my schedule, which is rather tight at the moment, and it's hard to rejig it. In fact, it's not possible to rejig it, and so I'm not even trying, but it does put me... because I haven't allowed much space between things, it does make me feel a bit behind, especially because I'm doing some studying at the moment that comes out weekly, and I know that I'm not going to have finished 1 week before the next one starts. And I don't like that, but I'm going to just have to accept that that is how it is. So it is good to have done the writing, and if I put in my planning, in my planner on Saturday when I did my planning, that my main focus this week would be the novel. So I have really adhered to that, and that's good. It's interesting how much stronger writing something down, even to oneself, can make a commitment. And I am going to probably have to do some more planning tomorrow. My next Saturday is not going to be a planning day because I've got a day of Qigong, which will be fantastic. I'm so looking forward to it. So I need to do a little bit of planning before that. So I hope a little bit of tomorrow, maybe just putting down a few notes of things, especially my ideas around what I want to focus on. I do hope that whatever project you're working on or whatever you're creating or whatever you're thinking about, that you are able to put other things aside to allow it to flourish. And that brings you the satisfaction that focusing on just one thing does bring to me. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. I do hope that your day goes well today, if you're just embarking on it, and if you're not, that it has gone well and that tomorrow is a good day again. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.